I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, more of our discussion of language in the American South.
We're talking with a woman in Alabama named Donna Akins. All she wanted was an answer to a grammar question, but we also gave her an invitation to talk about Southern speech and the reactions elsewhere to this distinctive brand of American English.
So often, I think the Southern language is automatically considered that if you hear that dialect, that it's an uneducated person. And I think that may be part of the reason that so many of our people are getting away from the expressions that are truly Southern. But it's just like any regional dialect. If you listen long enough, you'll figure it out, or by all means, ask us. We're more than happy to tell you what a certain phrase or expression means.
Interestingly, there's a growing popularity now of what they call the redneck humor. Now, that's nothing new, but I guess there's now a touring group of stand-up comedians.
Yeah, they're true Southerners, and I think they're hilarious. I love to watch their shows.
And so do a lot of people all around the country. Here's Jeff Foxworthy, one of the four members of the Blue Collar Comedy Tour.
People hear me talk, they automatically want to deduct 100 IQ points. Because apparently the Southern accent's not the world's most intelligent sounding accent. You know, and to be honest, I mean, none of us would want to hear our brain surgeon say, "All right, now what we're going to do is saw the top of your head off, root around in there with a stick, and see if we can't find that dadburn clot." He like, "No thanks, I'll just die, okay?"
It's just like family. It's okay if we say anything about our aunt Gertrude or our Uncle Sam. We just don't want anybody else doing it.
Can you give us some more examples of words that are, or phrases that are used now?
One that I think is a real neat word that I'm hearing dying out to is yonder. We're going over yonder, or just take me over yonder. And I had someone tell me that they'd said that to a younger person the other day, and they were like, "Where is yonder?"
And that means?
Just over there.
Yonder.
You would probably be saying it as you were pointing.
Now, what about the word reckon, which is still used in British English, but you don't hear it much in the United States anymore?
Yeah, we still use that in the South. I reckon I'll do that. Or it may be used when you're just not quite sure that you're going to do it, or you're not quite sure about an answer. I reckon that's true, or I reckon I'll go. So that would mean I haven't quite made up my mind yet. There are new terms, of course, as we watch television and see programs. Our children are picking up words that are used on MTV and the different programs, just like the rest of the country picks up. And I get a big kick out of my 15-year-old son. He's always coming home saying things that are really funny. That I don't think are necessarily Southern, but things like, "I'm not down with that."
Like my 15-year-old son is Southern.
Yes, that's right, that's right. I don't think that's Southern at all. I think that that's just a...
That's urban slang.
Exactly, and I hear that a lot in the little town that I live in. We have about a 40% minority population, and you hear the cultures melding a lot, African-American and... white American, you hear a lot of melding of the cultures of the kids who spend a lot of time together and pick up on each other's phrases and use them interchangeably.
You know, I note a little sadness in your voice in the fact that the Southern American dialect is really losing ground.
It is sad to me, but it's amazing. You can travel to just little communities outside the area where I live, and I don't live in a very large area at all, but more rural areas, and you'll hear, it's just like stepping back in time. You know, we can play, my son's high school baseball team can play a team in one of those smaller areas, and it's just like stepping back in time when you hear the other parents there talking, and I think it's really neat. I think that a lot of the losing of the language is out of embarrassment, the fear of feeling like or sounding like you're less intelligent.
Helping us better understand the language down south, Donna Akins in Sheffield, Alabama.
And that's Wordmaster for this week. You can find the first part of our interview with Donna Akins on our website, voanews.com/wordmaster. And our email address is word@voanews.com. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi.
My heart beats like a hammer. My arms wound around you tight. And stars fell on Alabama last night.